Harper Audio presents Drop Names, Famous Men and Women as I Knew Them, by Frank Langella. Preface. It began as a fleeting, one-time-only sight gag in an actor's communal dressing room on a dinner break between matinee and evening performances. It was 1991 in New Haven, Connecticut, as indeed it was everywhere else. But a room full of actors at feed is not quite like anywhere else. As the tinfoil gets unfolded and the coffee cups get filled, a freewheeling banter starts up and the decibel level increases in direct proportion to the personalities of the participants. You would think the respite between audiences would be a welcome bit of relaxation, but actors are each other's best audience, and when the stories begin, so does the bloodlust, and there comes a race to see who'll get the final call. In this case, the room was a heterogeneous mix of crusty old vets and as yet history-less virgins to tales of reminiscence. So when one of the old-timers threw out yet another famous name in that casual, "Oh, I'll never forget when the Queen Mother turned to me and said," I just couldn't resist. I picked up a piece of silverware and I sent it clattering loudly to the floor. "Oops, I dropped something," I declared, and a ritual was born. Like a pack of wolves let loose on a defenseless critic, the gathered predators got the joke and began to drop names and toss silverware in a frenzy of competitive hilarity. So riotous that the stage manager arrived to see what the animals were up to and stayed to join in the game. Inconceivably, I have begun my 50th year as an actor.